morning, Shay.
Ole Yung, Arkan. Oh, you're soaked.
It's raining with serious intent. How is Meek?
No change yet.
That is as expected, then. Morning, Arkan. Shana, I brought you a fresh cup of hoj.
Oh, just when I needed. Thank you. So, you guys look like something's on your mind?
We have need to speak with you.
Okay, what's up?
You know what is up, Shay.
You've barely left this room for 3 days, Shana. You haven't been eating or sleeping anywhere near enough.
We are concerned for you.
That's sweet of you, but I'm fine. It's Mike we should be worried about.
And there is nothing more we can do for Meek at this point.
What is that supposed to mean?
She means, Shana, that you killing yourself to stay here 24 hours a day isn't helping anyone.
Well, somebody has to stay here and take care of him.
You're correct, Shay. Somebody does.
But nobody ever said it had to be you.
But...
We have made a whole bunch of friends in the past few days. They're all willing and able...
But don't you understand? I have to do this.
You do not, Shay. The only thing you have to do is to get sleep and allow your life to continue.
What, just move on and leave Mike behind?
Targanani said that Mike should be out for a couple of weeks while he heals. What are you going to do? Sit there and wait until he gets better? You have responsibilities here, Shana.
All my responsibilities are in Boston.
And it is your responsibility to get us back. All three of us. You said so yourself.
One bizarrely successful day of practice does not make you a master, Shay. You must continue your studies with diligence.
But...
No more excuses. You are coming back to my house, and you are sleeping. Come, up!
Mike!
Mike will be fine. Arkan and I will do most of the work from here. Besides, it's not like he's going anywhere.
Catherine!
What? It's true. He's unconscious, not an infant. Now go. Get some rest. Go. Go!
All right. I'm going. But if anything happens...
I'll let you know. Now go with Arkan and get a good night, day's rest.
Okay, fine.
It is difficult to believe this is only your second lesson, Shauna. So much has happened.
Tell me about it. Sorry for skipping out this past week, Vesmer.
I am glad to resume. Your almost immediate grasp of OD is unprecedented. I am excited to discover what is next. It is like an adventure.
Oh, whoopee, another adventure.
Absolutely. Nai-Nai, let us begin by testing your powers. Lift this bricka ball.
Is it okay that we're doing this inside?
Would you rather practice outside in the rain?
True enough, it's been non-stop these past 2 days. Work, stupid magic lift. Nothing?
Try to push it.
Work, stupid magic push. Work, stupid magic push. Work, stupid magic push. Oh, come on, I could do this the other day.
You have to focus, Shauna.
Yeah. Work, stupid magic push. Ugh, why isn't this working, Vesmer?
Again.
Work, stupid magic push. This is ridiculous. I can't even feel it. It was so easy before.
Think, what is different now from the last time you used OD?
Well, I'm not being attacked by Undying, for one.
What troubles you, Shay?
Nothing, I'm fine.
I may not be as perceptive as Arkan, but I know when something troubles my friend.
I'm fine.
Shay.
What's the point of this? Mike's in a coma, and Catherine Arkan won't let me help out. I should be working or something, not throwing Breaker Balls around.
I think I understand the problem now.
What?
When you were being attacked by Undying, you wanted to protect Zana and Mike, correct?
Yeah.
And when you showed Arkan and Zana your ability, you wanted them to be impressed, correct?
I suppose.
And when you first accessed OD, you wanted it to work?
Yeah, so?
So, do you want to use OD now?
Of course, that's why we're here, isn't it?
That is not what I mean. What do you want right now, Shay? Do you want to access OD? Do you want to be back there with Mike? Or do you want to be working?
I want to be home!
To access OD, you have to want it, Shay. Fiercely and absolutely. If you do not want it to work, it is not going to.
Well, I can't just force myself.
Perhaps not, but you can trick yourself.
What?
That is what I do. I convince myself I need to cast the spell. After a while, it just becomes habit.
So how do I do that?
Well, think about the times you have cast magic. What was the most powerful natural response that you had?
Probably when I was trying to protect everybody from the Undying.
Then you should attempt to channel that desire into your magic. Your desire to protect your friends, to help them. That is why you began to learn, correct?
Well, yeah, but...
So you have to remind yourself that everything you learn, even practicing with the basics, is to help your friends, to send them home.
Okay, I think I understand.
Very well. Then let us begin again.
How is he today, Arkan?
The same as he was yesterday, Kaith. It has only been 2 weeks.
I know, but it makes you nervous that he hasn't even moved.
It takes time for a broken body to mend. Even with Targanani's spells hastening the process.
I know. At least we'll be able to take most of the casts off in a few days. Here, help me feed him his broth.
I do not know why, but This is the one thing that disturbs me the most.
Meh, you get used to it after a while. When my grandfather was dying, I helped care for him. Grandma wouldn't let us put him in a hospice.
Why would you put your dying grandfather in a traveler's inn?
What? No, a hospice is a place that takes care of dying people.
Mika's not dying.
I know, that's not what I meant. How is living with Shauna treating you?
Well enough.
We lived together last year, in the dorms.
I have a question for you, then. Was she always this difficult in mornings?
Yeah, I was always afraid she'd run into something and hurt herself, especially with how messy her room is.
I am constantly amazed how someone with so few belongings can cover so much area with them.
In our room, she would always leave an ironing board set up. Not a little one, a full-size one, only she'd never actually use it.
Well, what is an ironing board?
Oh, never mind.
Zana posted the schedule for next week.
Any changes?
Some. Zana has had to move us around a little, so that we can check on Meek frequently.
I'm glad Zana's being so supportive of this. I don't know what we would do without her covering Mike's costs. When he wakes up, I hope he learns something from how much damage his recklessness caused.
You judge him so harshly, Kate.
I'm not harsh, I'm honest. Everyone else is always, oh, it's okay, that's Mike for you. He never thinks. He never owns up to his mistakes. I can't even tell you how many times Shauna had to cover for him when he was late to work or almost burned the place down. And now...
I think how he acted was brave.
Brave?
In his ignorance, he might not have realized the seriousness of the situation, but still, he acted without hesitation or fear.
There is a fine line between bravery and stupidity, and Mike ran across it at full speed.
He was trying to protect us.
It was a game to him. The idiot was actually having fun.
I have always admired those who can laugh in the face of death.
Well, I don't. There's nothing funny about it. I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
I suppose so. I should go. It would not do to keep Zana waiting.
I think it's over here, Fesmer.
I did not feel it at all. I'm amazed by your sensitivity, Shay.
Teod, where are you? I sure do love running around in the woods in a skirt. Why is it so hard to find pants for women around here?
Most women do not wear pants.
Archon does.
Archon makes her own.
Really? Is there anything she can't do? Maybe I'll get her to... Oh, I found it. Here it is.
Well done, Shay.
I thought you said these things were rare. This is like the fourth one since I've got here.
They have been occurring with greater frequency. Do not touch it!
Oh, right. Mysterious, negative energy, inimical to all life. So, what do? We can't leave it here, right? Maybe I can try that new carry spell I've been working on.
I do not think that will work. Teoden disrupt Odie's flow.
Well, nothing ventured. Work stupid magic carry! Ow!
I warned you.
Ow! 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 Jeez! Remind me, I have to try that again. Ow! I feel like I've stuck my finger in a light socket.
Pass me your shawl.
Ow!
Chagrindify, we can carry it in this. I will just move it with this stick. I have it. Let us return to Zana's.
I don't think I can cast any more magic after getting zapped by that thing. I think it drained my power. You said they're like negative OD, but where do they come from? What causes them?
It is not known, but they are, as you would say, bad news. If you are drained, we can work on that spell of yours tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it won't rain again. It seems to rain every other day around here. Storms popping up out of nowhere.
At the least.
Hey, why don't you guys have weather magic?
Weather magic?
You know, to make it rain or stop raining.
Oh, that is one kind of magic that is most strictly prohibited. Weather is chaotic. Trying to alter it, even just a little, is begging for trouble on a very grand scale.
Butterfly effect, huh? Well, maybe I could try something to keep myself dry. Work stupid magic umbrella or something.
You certainly have become more enthusiastic about learning.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the hang of it. It's cool. I kind of feel like I can do anything.
At the rate you are learning, you might be right. Come, let us hurry. It is almost dinner time, and I am starving.
Greetings, Kate.
Jareth? Wow, how nice to see you. And what have you been up to these past 3 weeks?
Apologies. I've been working on something. How is Meek? I'd hoped he would be awake by now.
Well, he's still alive, no thanks to you.
Paradofai? I assisted Targanani in treating Meek. I have nothing to do with...
Exactly. Nothing, Mr. Let's Not Call a Doctor.
Sen Zhen! You must understand that I was trying to protect us all.
Yourself included.
Yes. Myself included.
And that was worth endangering Mike's life.
You speak truly, Kaith. As always, I had no right to do this. And for it, I offer my sincerest apologies. Targanani and I had a discussion. Not about details, of course, but about certain areas in which he too has found me lacking. His advice made much sense, and so I am trying to take responsibility for this situation rather than resisting it.
So you disappear for 3 weeks?
Correct. Because I was making these.
Wow, Jareth. Necklaces. We are saved.
It required a great deal of research and experimentation, but I managed to find the right spell.
Spell? What is it?
It is a translator. Fesmer's spell will only allow a few people to understand you. But this should allow everyone to understand what you are saying. It will probably not help with colloquialisms any more than Fesmer's spell did, but it will allow you to go anywhere without fear of discovery.
You made these? They are beautiful.
Thank you. All students at university learn a craft.
So do I just put it on?
Correct. It will work as long as it is on you. I must first remove Fesmer's spell, however. Our magics are very different, and the spells would conflict.
Okay, how do you do that?
The counterspell is inscribed on this charm. I simply need to activate it.
Begin!
Is that it?
Pie. Forcorendi fai porin poricha. Plix ent nea zericha.
Jareth, you're an overbearing and insensitive prick.
Parado fai?
Now let's try the pendant. Is it working? I can't tell.
Perfectly. Here is one for Meek when he wakes up. I have another for Shay. Is she here?
She's out.
She is training with Fesmer, is she not?
Yes, she is.
Do you know where they are? I wish to speak with them.
You're not going to yell at them or anything, are you?
No. I have given the matter much thought. In all my research, I have been unable to find even a mention of other worlds, let alone how to shift between them. If Shay must follow Draenor's path, then follow she must. I will not stand in her way.
Good. They're out by the pond.
Thank you, Kay.
Oh, and Jareth?
Yes?
I still can't forgive you for standing in the way of helping Mike, but maybe, after a while, we can be friends again.
I hope so, Kay. I hope so. Shay, are you over? Oh, apologies. I did not mean to interrupt your meditation.
It's all right, Jareth. I was just trying to talk to Fesmer.
Unfortunately, I can no longer understand what you are saying.
What?
I have removed Fesmer's translation spell from myself.
You canceled Fesmer's translation spell? Why?
Please put this on.
Wow, Jareth, it's beautiful, but what do you...
Begin!
Senjen. Enterocha.
I'm guessing you want me to put the necklace on.
Senjen.
Okay, so what does this have to do with the translate spell?
Ah, it is a talisman imbued with a new translation spell. It should allow anybody to understand you as long as you wear it.
Ah, that's a good thing to have. You understand me now?
Yes.
Did you make this?
Yes, I did.
You've got some skill, Jareth. If this task mage thing doesn't work out, you could become a jeweler.
I suspect that is half the reason students learn a craft.
So, anybody?
Correct.
So I don't need to stay hidden anymore?
You should still be cautious. If it is discovered that you are not even from this world, well, there are many whose attention we want to avoid. The Legion, the Red Circle, even university. But generally, no. You need no longer hide.
Oh, that's amazing. I can finally go find some clothes that fit right. Thanks, Jareth. This is great.
Chalionophai, Shay.
I couldn't understand Chalionophai. Then again, Fesmer's spell didn't translate some things either.
Where is Fesmer?
I don't know. He wandered off into the woods, then had me try to contact him.
You are learning far-speaking already?
Yeah, we figure Fesmer's summon attempt had something to do with us winding up here, so he felt far-speaking would be a good starting place.
Well, that is as I would teach it. Basic principles building on each other. Of course, our techniques may be very different.
You're not going to try to stop us, are you?
No. I have been subjecting myself to much reflection of late. It is not my place to stand in the way of you getting home. Who am I to question the wisdom of Ainorum?
Well, thank you, Jareth. Did you want to talk to Fesmer? I think I can let him know he's needed. Still having trouble doing anything more than connecting with him, though.
Well, even I have difficulty doing more than that. Although I have scant opportunity to practice. Most of campus is mind-shielded to prevent cheating. But no, Shay, it is actually you with whom I wish to speak.
Oh? Pull up some grass.
What?
Sit down. What's up?
Well, I have been thinking a great deal about us.
Oh, wait, what did you say?
Specifically about your studies and how I can help.
Oh.
I know you need to learn more than what Fesmer can teach you. I also know that you will do this regardless of whether I help or not. So I brought you this.
A book?
It is a basic primer on OD. There is much for you to learn, and I would be more comfortable if you had this to guide you.
That's great and all, but I can't read this.
What?
Not a single word.
somehow that had never occurred to me. Well, I suppose I shall have to teach him myself, then.
Really? You'd do that?
Someone must. With your potential, improper teaching could lead to disaster.
Thank you?
I must think on this some more. Classes are not in session for the next few weeks, so I will have time. When I return to university, I shall research teaching methods. It has been a long time since I have had to think about such basic matters, but I feel we should waste as little time as possible. If you are already able to far speak, then there is much ground to cover.
I don't want you to do anything you don't want to.
No, this is the way it must be. Very well, Shay. We shall begin our relationship anew in 2 days as teacher and student. But for now, we should go back to Zana's. Even the sheer joy of rudimentary OD theory cannot keep us from our work.
That sarcasm I detected?
Perhaps. Oh, and do not forget to inform Phesma that we are going inside. Rain is coming.
Zana, do you know if we have any more Galek root? I can't find... Oh, hello.
Builana, Kate. I would like you to meet my friend, Tagunone.
Ciao, Builana Fai. It is a pleasure to finally meet you.
Ciao, Builana Fai.
Zana has told me much about the care you have been providing your friend. He is as healthy as I could hope, clean, adequately nourished. Zana even tells me you have been moving his joints to prevent them from locking. I must commend you.
Thank you. Everyone has been working hard to aid his recovery. Incidentally, how much longer do you think his coma will last? I thought he would be awake by now.
As did I, Kaith.
That is why I called Thargo here today, Kaith. Please, sit.
When I treated your friend, I noticed many peculiarities in him, especially in the way his body reacts to OD. I am afraid these peculiarities make it difficult for me to be certain.
Meaning?
I do not know when your friend will wake up. Normally, a patient with comparable injuries and treatment should have been recovered by the 3rd week. Only a few reach the 4th week, and I am afraid to say of those, not all awaken, instead descending into Geraen to Pan, and eventually surrendering their flesh to join Ainorum.
Well, what can we do?
Unfortunately, I do not know enough about your people to provide an answer. He could simply be brain deceased. He sustained severe head trauma, so that is not an impossibility. If this is the case, there truly is nothing we can do for him.
But what if he's not? We can't just pull the plug on him.
There is another possibility. A portion of his injuries were caused by a shock of OD. There is a chance that this shock, combined with the emotional trauma of his near-death experience, may have forced his mind into a repressed state. As you know, OD is affected by our wants and needs, even our involuntary ones.
Yeah.
What he's trying to say, Kate, is that, on some level, Meek may not desire to wake up.
So...
If this is the case, your friend's unwillingness to awaken has created barriers with OD, preventing him from coming back to us. I have seen cases like this, although they are rare. A body's involuntary protections can cause significant problems if something goes wrong.
Well, what can we do about it?
There are rituals to pierce these protections and attempt to reach the patient's mind. But I cannot make this work on your friend. He is too different.
Too different?
Yes, I must do some research. Search the archives for similar cases. It is not time to give up on your friend yet. There is still a possibility that he will awaken on his own.
But we must be prepared for all possibilities, Kay.
What do you mean, Zana?
If Mink does not awaken, we may have to let him die.
See you at Zana's, Phesmer. Alright, time to get ready for work. Archon, I'm...
Who are you?
Oh, what is the meaning of this? You tell me, who are you and what are you doing in Archon's house? With luggage?
This is our house, Leo.
Oh, are you Archon's parents?
Correct.
Chabuilana Fai. I am Shay.
Chabuilana Fai. I am Lorena Lark.
Chabuilana Fai. I am Alexa Lark. Now, would you mind telling us who you are?
I'm a friend of Archon's. She's been letting me stay here the past month. We worked together at Zana's. Didn't she tell you about me?
I am afraid not.
If you do not mind my asking, where are you from, Shay?
A place called Boston. You probably haven't heard of it. It is very far away.
Mother! Father! You are home earlier than expected. I see you have met my friend Shay.
Yes, we have.
Apologies for the strange manner of introduction, Mother. Why are you not yet dressed for work, Shay?
Sorry, I just got back from my run with Phesmer.
Well, go change. We will be late.
Well, pleasure to meet both of you. I'll be ready in a few minutes, Archon. Oh, that was awkward.
Mm.
be, Kaith.
Oui, oui, Fesmer. Haven't seen much of you these past 5 weeks.
Apologies. I have been occupied with Shay's studies.
I hear they're going well.
Extremely. Jareth will even be assisting us now.
Wow. That doesn't sound like him.
You would not be so surprised if you knew him as I do. I fear that you have only seen one side of Jareth.
You mean the side that opposes everything we do and almost gets Mike killed?
He is a very loyal friend, Kaith.
I'm sure he is very loyal to his friends.
I see that Mike is still unconscious.
Yeah, it's not good. Targanani said that most are awake by the 3rd week. We're way over deadline.
He will awaken soon.
I know.
Well, it was good to see you, Kaith. I should prepare now for... Arkan!
The Arkan... Oh my god, what happened to you?
I was involved in a physical altercation.
You got into a fight? Jeez, are you okay?
I made a passing remark to several university students on my way to Zanus. It is nothing to fret over. I am fine, just a little bruised.
University students. They think themselves so invulnerable.
Are you reading a child's book, Kaith?
The Winged Herald of Orin? You cannot know how much that story frightened me as a child.
Yeah, Zan is teaching me how to read your language. The way this translation spell works makes it a little tricky, but I'm starting to get it. Pretty dark tale for a kid's book.
Imagine reading it when you were 5 years of age. I had nightmares of black wings for years. Olinect, Kaith. Arkan.
Olinect, Faith.
Olinect. Are you sure you're Rana, Arkan?
I am fine. I have been in fights before. Bruises fade.
This town always seems so peaceful. Except for that undying thing. But I guess it's just like everywhere else.
How is Meek?
Still nothing. Not even a response when I nicked him with the razor. Accidentally, of course.
Of course. He will awaken. I have faith.
Well, I'm glad that you and Fesmer do. Everyone else is starting to get nervous.
I know. Shay has not been sleeping well lately. I suspect it is because of Meek.
Oh yeah, have your parents gotten used to having Shana around?
They have had a week to adapt. And she spends so little time at the house that most of the time they do not notice.
Yeah, she's been training hard. Fesmer says she's making great progress. Maybe we'll even be able to go home soon.
All things are possible. At least I once believed so. Shall I take over from here?
Actually, I think I'm going to stay the night.
Again, Kaith?
Yeah, again.
You fret over Shay's lack of sleep, and yet you obtain very little yourself.
I want to be here if he wakes up. I mean, when he wakes up.
That is understandable.
Plus, an old boyfriend used to tell me that my snoring could wake the dead. I've been testing that theory. So far, he's been wrong.
Meek is not dead, Kaith.
I know. But if... It's just too horrible to imagine. I mean, I've been so awful to him. I couldn't live with myself if he... I mean, if he didn't.
There, Kaith.
I'm sorry, I don't ever do this. It's embarrassing.
You're among friends. There is no cause for embarrassment. Oh, come here.
Yeah, here goes nothing. We're stupid magic far speak with Fesmer.
Can you hear me now, Fesmer?
Clearly and loudly, Shay. You do not need to force your thoughts so hard.
Wow, this is really cool. I can hear him perfectly, Jareth.
Very good. Are you ready to attempt the next step?
I think so.
Now, as you have seen in my book, Parasite involves a complex sequence of rituals. It is neither a swift nor an easy process. Ritual magic is more planned, deliberate, and ultimately more effective than Fesmer's savage magic could ever hope to be. Savage magic functions by way of an impulsive want or need. It is a weak and immature way to achieve results. Ritual magic, conversely, requires thought and determination.
He says your magic is immature.
Tell Jareth that his magic is extremely uninteresting.
Was Fesmer far-speaking with you?
He wasn't not far-speaking with me.
Good. As I was saying, ritual magic is the execution of a far-ranging plan, something one might desire to achieve whilst in study or contemplation, rather than a state of anger or distress. Odi is a highly potent tool, but you must first learn how to manipulate it just so. I trust that you will not seek to learn beyond the basics I teach you. It could swiftly spiral beyond your control. Do you understand?
Sure.
Aye, aye. To begin, we must trace this circle into the ground. This is called the array. Once we have built
the circle... Is he telling you about arrays now?
Yep.
Do not fret about those. Picture the ritual in your mind and focus upon it. Imagine the steps that you must take to execute the spell and then do it.
How?
In the same way that you cast natural magic. Reach the Obi with your mantra.
Okay.
Work stupid magic farsight through the eyes of Fesmer.
Whoa, now that is weird.
Shay, what...
Can you see clearly?
Yes, you're by the big forked tree. This is wild, like watching a movie only everywhere. Everything's so bright and clear. Is this how you see?
We have not finished carving the array, Shay. Shay, what are you doing? Shay, can you hear me?
Vesmer, look towards me. Hi, me! Hey, I can see my aura. Can you see it all the time?
I can only see it because of our connection. I never realized it was so powerful.
Cool, I look like an anime character.
What?
Shay!
What? Oh, hey, Jareth.
Hey, yourself! What do you think you are doing?
Seeing things from a different perspective?
You could not possibly
have done that. What if I do this?
Oh, Vesper, stop spinning. You're making me dizzy.
Shay! What is wrong? Come back to me!
Hey, stop shaking me! You broke my concentration! Oh, head rush.
I cautioned you as to the consequences of acting beyond what you know.
But it worked.
If you have no interest in learning how to do things my way, then do not waste my time. Vesmer can teach you how to approximate the spells in my book, but he does not understand them.
No offense, Jareth, but as long as they work, what does it matter if I don't understand how they work?
You are attempting to learn Shift, yes?
Right.
Shift is not in my book. Shift is not in any book contained within university's library. I have looked. No affiliate of university, past or present, has ever cast this spell.
Oh, so how am I supposed to learn?
You must research how such a spell would be cast and draw up the rituals yourself. I can help you do this, but first...
But first I have to study easier rituals to see how they work.
Correct. You have been listening to me.
I guess a few words did slip in there.
I lost the connection to Shay. Is all well?
It is now.
Except for the headache, jerks.
Shall we try again?
Yeah, but let's hurry. It's almost time to get back to work, and we still haven't practiced the movement spells.
The student ordering the teachers. What do you say to this, Jareth?
Oh, I know. Absolutely not!
Why is that funny?
Job Wilana Fai, Keith.
Wilana, Zana, what can I do for you?
Do you have time? I need to speak with you.
Of course. What's up?
To begin, I would like to thank you for all of your hard work. You have only been here for just over 6 weeks, and you have proven yourself an invaluable worker.
Cha grandia fai, Zana.
Not at all. You are resourceful, sharply analytical, and a capable cook.
I do what I can. I hope this isn't about Mike.
As I said, sharply analytical. I do not know how else to say this, so I shall be direct. His accident happened 6 weeks ago. He has been in this state ever since.
Uh-huh.
I know you and Argan have done a remarkable job in caring for him thus far.
Yeah.
Yet, despite your best efforts and all of Targonani's medical experience, there has been no change in his condition. We have not seen even a glimmer of consciousness. What I am trying to say, Kate, is that we must be prepared to accept the strong possibility that Mick is not going to wake up.
I am sorry, Zana, but that is not a possibility I'm willing to accept, ever.
Kay.
No, Zana, I am sorry. I am not going to give up on Mike.
Then what is your solution, Kay? I do not mean to be cruel, but what other option do we have? Can you commit to caring for him day after day for the rest of his natural life? Can you commit the money required to pay for his food, his medication? I do not know how things like this are handled where you are from, but here in Naudi, there is no support for cases like Meek's. Quite honestly, I do not have the resources to provide for Meek until he finally surrenders his flesh due to old age.
So this is about money?
This is about everything, Kate. Perhaps Shay will find you a way home. Perhaps not. Are you prepared to force Meek to live this way?
Well, at least he's not dead.
Yes, his body is alive. But it is Togli.
Togli?
The living body is nothing but a vessel, Kate. It is flesh and bone and blood, no more. It is the mind and Togli that make us truly alive. Without these, Mick is little more than a corpse.
Don't say that!
It is the truth, Kate. And you know it, in your heart. If Mick does not awaken soon, he never will.
No.
I do not want this, Kate. Mick had much life before him, and he does not deserve to lose it. But he does not deserve to be kept in this state, and you do not deserve to spend your life in suffering over his condition.
No, I can't.
We can wait, Kate. We can wait a little longer. You need to discuss this with Shay. This is not a decision you should make alone.
But what about the thing that Targonani said?
Oh, what do you mean?
About Mike being trapped inside his mind?
Targonani has tried on multiple occasions to contact Mick. Not once has he been able to find a shining of consciousness.
But maybe that's because we're not from Laundi, or because he doesn't know Mike. Shauna's been able to make contact with Fesmer with her mind.
That is not the same thing, Kate. To reach deep within a shrouded mind, I would ask that she attempt no such thing, and you should not encourage her.
Well, why not?
It is a dangerous process. Her mind could easily become trapped within the spell forever. I would not want to lose another of you.
So we have to find another way.
But what other way is there, Kay?
Sorry, just thinking out loud. Yeah, okay, you're right. But let's please give Mike a little longer, as long as we can.
I can do that. Thank you for understanding, Kay.
Yeah, sure.
I will be downstairs if you require anything. Sleep well.
Not likely, but thanks for the thought.
Kay, I
really like to be alone right now, Zana.
Of course, Polina.
Hey, Catherine, wake up!
Shauna?
Yeah, it's me. Wake up, let me in.
Shauna, where are you?
I'm outside.
What?
I'm far speaking. Come on, I can't do this much longer. Let me inside, please.
Okay, I'm coming. This psychic cell phone thing is really obnoxious. Shauna? Shauna, you still there? Hello? Geez, it is a psychic cell phone. Kena. All right, what's so important? And can't you just, you know, throw rocks in my window like a normal stalker?
Risk breaking Zana's window? No thanks. Why are you dressed and carrying your bow? You weren't even sleeping, were you?
Shut up and come inside. So, Shauna, to what do I owe the pleasure? Still not getting any sleep?
You're one to talk. Going somewhere?
No, just, you know, good to be prepared.
Sure. Come on, follow me.
Why are we going to Mike's room?
Because I know how to wake him up.
What?
Shh.
How?
You know the thing that Targonana told you about?
Yeah, the mind meld thing? Oh, Shauna, you're not going to...
No, I figured it out. I found it in one of Jareth's books.
Oh, because so many good things have come from people sneaking glimpses of Jareth's books.
It's advanced, but I think I can skip a few steps. It's why I've been practicing the far speaking so much. Besides, it's supposed to be easier if you know the person well.
Hold a step. You read it in one of Jareth's books?
Yeah.
How? I mean, I've been studying children's primers for weeks, and I just made it through the entire alphabet. I thought learning Japanese was hard.
You took Japanese?
In high school.
Well, the magic books are different. Some of them are written with Odi. Once you know how to read them, they kind of download into your brain.
No fair.
Don't worry, it's all just boring, literal stuff. Anyways, I figured it out.
Zana told me earlier tonight that the spell was really dangerous.
Yeah, so did the book. It was screaming warnings the whole time I was trying to read it, but it was all techno-babble, or OD-babble.
Magibabble?
That's it. Anyways, it's the only option we've got left.
Actually.
What?
You're not going to like this.
You were about to leave. I knew it. Where to?
Draenmyr.
You're right. I don't like this.
It makes a lot of sense, Shauna. I haven't asked my one question yet, and I'm the only one here who can. If there is a way to bring Mike back, Draenmyr would know.
Look, Catherine, asking a question of Draenmyr is like getting an educated guess from a bunch of very cynical dead people. Our elders do not know everything. Whatever they say, it'll probably just discourage you. Trust me on this.
But it's at least worth a try.
Leaving in the middle of the night to walk 3 hours through the zombie-infested forest? I don't think it is!
I can handle myself. And look, if we never do get back home, let's just say that I'm not asking my one question lightly. Doing this closes a few doors for me here. I'd rather not do it, if at all possible.
Great, all the more reason to do this my way. I need to ask you to help me, though, Catherine. I know you might not approve of this, but I really do need your help.
No, Shauna. You've had really good luck with the magic stuff, but let's not push it.
Luck, you say? Foolish mortal.
I'm serious.
So am I. Well, except for the foolish mortal part. I know how to do this. Mike's out of time. The longer he's out, the bigger the chance that he's not coming back, even with my magic. This has to happen tonight, and I have to do it. Draenmyr will only tell you the same thing, except spookier.
Okay, let's do it. So what do we do?
First, let's get him off the bed and onto the floor. You get his legs.
Okay.
Now, normally there'd be a fancy ritual circle and stuff, but that's not how I roll. But these candles are the important part.
Where did you get these?
I made them. Archon and I had to make candles the other day, so I saved some of the beeswax, or whatever the wax is made from. Archon's house doesn't have many active items, just a couple of lights and a ward. Do you have a match?
There's some in the kitchen.
Nah, it's okay. I'm my own fire starter. Work stupid magic. Light my fire.
Light my fire?
Yeah, I tried fire or spark or something, and, well, let's just say it's good that I practiced your body of water.
What's that smell?
Shauna's secret mind-melding herbs. Don't look at me like that. It's nothing bad. It's part of the ritual. Okay, so I'm going to sit like this. I'm going to hold my head to Mike's and merge our minds.
Star Trek much?
Catherine, I'm shocked. You used to watch...
No, my ex did, and I hated every minute.
Of Star Trek or your ex?
So what exactly am I supposed to be doing here?
You're my anchor. I'll go unconscious. I need you to hold on to me. Don't let me let go of Mike, and don't let me, you know, hurt myself.
All right. How about if I sit here?
Fine. Now, this is only supposed to take a moment of real time. I should wake up again in seconds.
What if it takes longer?
Then that's bad, but that's not going to happen.
Shauna, I know this is important, that this is possibly the only way to bring him back, but I can't lose you too. And there's a very big risk of that happening according to everything we've heard about this ritual. The stakes are just way too high. We can still-
Catherine, I need you to believe in me. It is going to work. You know that, don't you? Have faith.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck, Shauna.
Thanks. Remember, don't let go of me.
Never.
Okay. Work, stupid magic. Touch of minds.
Shauna? It will work. It has to. Shauna can do it. Come on, Shauna. Come on, Mike. Come on. Come on. Should it be taking this long? Shauna, you're starting to scare me. Wake up. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Please wake up. Oh, God, don't leave me here alone. Wake up. Guys, come on. Wake up.
Catherine.
Shauna, thank God. Did it work? What happened?
I don't know. I don't remember anything. Just gray sadness. Mike? Mike?
Shauna?
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 6, 6 Weeks, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milatovic as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, and Paul Harrington as Targanane, with additional voices provided by Julia Lunetta and Brad Smith. The audio podcast was edited by the cast and crew of Second Shift. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.
To begin, we must trace this circle into the ground. This is called the array. And you must use a stick of this type here. And I've done enough. That's fine. And then you must kick it up a notch. Bam! A little paprika goes a long way. Now observe, as within the triangle I placed this sombrero. On it, you must dance. Within the triangle, you must put your right foot in. Right foot out. But do not shake too much. The hokey pokey is a dangerous and powerful tool.